USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Africa's health minister announced Thursday the discovery of a new coronavirus variant that appears to be spreading rapidly in parts of that region. The WHO is meeting today to discuss the new variant as UK officials announce that it has blocked flights from six African countries from landing. Executive Director over at the World Health Organization, Dr. Mike Ryan, this week.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
A methane gas leak and explosion at a Siberian coal mine in Russia Thursday killed over 50 souls, including six rescuers. Russia's worst mining disaster in more than a decade occurred at the Kemerovo region in central Russia. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An actor has been arrested by the mostly partisan January 6th committee. He was ID'd by a special jacket he got from over the years.
Authorities have arrested a Broadway actor who allegedly marched on the U.S. Capitol with the Oath Keepers on January 6th after identifying him by a Michael Jackson tour jacket that he was wearing at the time of the riots. James Beeks was charged with obstruction of Congress and a misdemeanor charge of unlawfully entering a restricted building. Beeks was arrested in Milwaukee, where he was performing the role of Judas in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden taking time away from his stay at a billionaire's home in Nantucket to celebrate Thanksgiving and tell NBC's Today show that America is back and right where she should be.
America is back. There's nothing we're unable to overcome.
Santa is coming, Mr. President.
I'm waiting for Santa.
Thanks for listening and a happy holiday to you and yours. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Missouri judge this week says a Kansas City man who had been jailed for 43 years for three murders was wrongfully convicted in 1979 and has been released. Now, 62-year-old Kevin Strickland was on CNN talking about going to his mom's gravesite.
To know my mother was underneath that dirt, and I hadn't got a chance to visit with her in the last years because due to her, you know, diminishing dementia state. You know, I revisited those tears that I did when they told me I was guilty of a crime I didn't commit. So it was, a lot of stuff came out. I talked to her for a minute. I believe she could feel me, hear me, I do.
Mr. Strickland always maintained that he was at home watching television and had nothing to do with the killings, which happened when he was 18 years old. The Midwest Innocence Project has raised over $1 million through a GoFundMe page. Judge James Walsh, a retired Missouri Court of Appeals judge, ruled after a three-day evidentiary hearing request by a Jackson County prosecutor who said the evidence used to convict Strickland had been recanted or disproven since his 1979 conviction. Three Thanksgiving football games were played in the NFL Thursday. The Bears beat the Lions, the Raiders in overtime beat the Cowboys, and the Bills beat the Saints. College football rules the schedule for this Black Friday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.